The Travels of Mary Ward. True life experiences, actual human incidents from the lives of our customers. Brought to you with the friendly greetings of Montgomery Ward. Is your catalog handy? Well, then let's join Mary. Today we find her in the home of Hilda Wade, who you remember was an interior decorator before she married Jerry Wade, a civil engineer. Now, the last time that Mary called on her, Hilda was rather dissatisfied with her life in one construction camp after another. We find them talking about the tragic experience of Cliff's father and mother. Here they are.
And you mean they were separated from each other for 10 years? 10 whole years?
Yes, 10 long years.
Oh.
And I guess they were pretty long for each of them.
And they went on loving each other all that time?
Oh, yes, there's no doubt of that. Even if it did show itself in peculiar ways with a man sometimes.
Well, I just think they must be almost middle-aged.
Well, that would be a matter of opinion, of course. They were both quite young when this happened.
Oh, but not to have seen each other, to be parted like that, not to have each other every single day, why it's like death almost. Miss Ward, that frightens me. Let me look out and see if Jerry's out there. It frightens me.
Well, is he?
Oh, yes, thank goodness. There he is, as muddy and dirty as ever. Oh, bless him. I feel better now. And you say it was all a mistake, that long separation?
Yes, it was all a mistake. They quarreled, you see. She was young and very gay and attractive. Oh. He was very much in love and very jealous. In the heat of anger one day, she pretended to leave him to go to the other man.
Oh.
She really went to her mother's, you see. And she thought when he found out that she hadn't gone to the other man, he'd see how ridiculous it all was and his jealousy would stop. But instead of that, he took her at her word, took the baby and what money he had, changed his name, and started out.
And she hunted for him for 10 years before she found him.
For him and her little son.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, I've never had a baby, and I don't get that so strongly. But I tell you, this other's going to be a lesson to me. You know, I say some pretty nasty things to Jerry sometimes about my having to stay out here and all that. And I could be in the city working and making a name for myself and all that rot.
Rot? You didn't talk to me the last time I was here like you thought it was rot.
No, but it is just the same. You know, a girl can be awfully mean sometimes, Miss Ward. And she knows a man loves her and she can hurt him. Suppose Jerry would ever take me at my word. Suppose I'd wake up some morning and he wouldn't be here. Can you imagine it?
No.
Well, I'm beginning to. Suppose I couldn't find him. You know what I'd do? I jump off that dam out there, head first. That's what I do.
Doesn't look to me now like you'd do anything to get yourself all dirty rolling down that clay bank.
Well, I guess that's right. It's just my luck. I'd probably break a leg and have to go to the hospital where I'd have plenty of time to lie and think.
Well, I think you're barring trouble. Jerry looked pretty happy to me a while ago when he was in here.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. How much longer do you think that you'll be here?
Oh, at least a year yet, Jerry thinks. A big job. Mm-hmm. One of the very biggest of all the lakes that have been planned yet.
Yes.
Jerry just lives and eats and sleeps with that dam.
But you still get pretty lonesome.
Well, I'm not even going to talk about that anymore. What if I do? There are things worse than being lonesome, I've suddenly realized. Mm-hmm. Let's talk house for a while, shall we?
That's what I wanted. By the way, I wonder what's become of Clifford out there. I don't see him anymore.
Oh, I saw him a moment ago. Oh, yes, yes, there he is. See, down in that hollow there, just below where Jerry's standing.
Oh, yes.
Squatted down there.
Well, just so he doesn't get in the way out there.
I don't believe he will. He didn't seem to me like that kind of a boy. Mm. Oh, Miss Ward, I want to thank you for those lovely samples of glazed chintz you sent me. Mm.
I should apologize for not sending them sooner.
That's all right.
The contest rather took everything else out of my mind for the time there.
Well, I should think it would. Oh, I haven't told you. One of the prize winners was a woman I know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, and was she a proud woman. And Miss Ward, they did need it so badly. I was so glad.
Oh, yes. We got such wonderful letters from all the winners. Warmed our hearts, I can tell you.
And those pictures of you that were sent out, that was a nice thing to do. Of course, I don't think they flattered
you. Never mind. I know just what you're going to say. No picture ever does our friends justice in our eyes.
I'll say that.
Come on, though. Let's see what you're going to do with the chintz. Let's see your catalog.
Here. Oh, see, that makes me think. I want some awnings, too, and porch shades.
Oh, well, there's lots of time for those things.
Yes, but I see that Ward sell them, and I'd as well get them at the same time I do my drapery materials. I remember how hot it was last summer.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to make a very different place of this summer.
Fine. Now, let's see. Your material was on page...
308. It's marked there.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
The middle row there are the chintzes.
Well, yes, I know.
Oh! And I'm going to use that pattern with the ferns in it, Miss Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I found the most beautiful wood ferns up the canyon, or the draw, or whatever you call it there, where the water's coming down from the lake.
Yes. Well, you know, I know that there are beautiful wood ferns in some parts of this country.
Oh, but stacks of them. Uh-huh. Jerry's going to help me as soon as he gets time, and we're going to make a fern bed there on the shady side of the house under the window,
mm-hmm.
you see?
Mm-hmm.
He said he'd take out all that clay and then have the bed filled with black dirt from the timber over there.
Ah, that brings back memories to me. I had such a fern bed. You know, you'll be surprised, Hilda, how many things you can have grow in such a bed.
Well,
if you keep
guess.
It damp. Like wood violets and these little wild anemones,
oh,
you
yes,
know.
Yes, yes, I know those. They call them spring beauties around
yes,
here.
Yes, those are the ones.
Will they stand transplanting?
Oh, yes. In a cool, damp place, as I said.
Oh, I see.
But the proudest I was of anything in my fern bed was a clump of Dutchman's breeches.
Dutchman's breeches?
Yes, they undoubtedly grew up along the creek there. You ask Jerry, I bet he knows where they're
from. He probably does. Yes,
little waxy, pinkish-white flowers along a spike. They look exactly like a pair of tiny pants.
Oh, I'm going to ask Jerry this very day. Why, there's no telling what I might have in that fern bed of mine.
No, indeed. I always think it's so much better to give a house a setting of plants and shrubs growing naturally in the locale than strange exotic things that never will belong to the environment. I remember that I had sumac and elder bushes among my border shrubs.
You know, that's what I thought about that chintz, Miss Ward. Mm-hmm. I want that piece up there at the top with the blue background.
Oh, yes.
You know, that blue is just the color of the sky sometimes over the ridge out yonder. Mm-hmm. And looking out over that broad expanse of water after the lake fields, between those ferns and flowers and that chintz. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Every artist is something of a poet, Hilda. It will indeed be beautiful.
And think of getting it for 21 cents a yard. Well, I can't believe my good luck. And then I want a yellow chair from that plain glazed chintz mm-hmm. and a plain blue mm-hmm. one like the background.
Yes. Now, what are you going to do with your floor here?
I'm going to varnish it.
Oh, yes.
First, though, I want to tell you how I'm going to fix up Jerry's room. I'm going to fix his windows and his couch with this rag carpet cretonne here. It's only 18 cents, you see, so I can use as much as I like. Don't you like that idea?
Oh, very much. That rag carpet pattern is just made for male creatures' rooms. You know, I recommended it several times this spring for boys' rooms.
Oh, I fell in love with it the first time I laid eyes on it. I'd love to use rag carpet rugs in there, but, well, I know Jerry would have them kicked into the corner all the time. That's where he draws his plans and all uh-huh. that, you know. So I'm going to use the rag carpet rugs in here.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And I want to give this floor a walnut mm-hmm. stain. It's not a bad floor, you see.
No. Well, let's see now. Have you selected your varnish?
No, I was waiting to write to you. I thought you'd know best. Uh-huh.
Well, now, let's see. Paints and varnish is 544. Here we are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's house paint, though. Let's turn on a couple more pages. Here we are. Fast drying varnishes over here on page 549. Say, why don't you use this color varnish, Hilda?
Well,
you see, it stains and varnishes at the same time.
Well, if you think that's all right.
Oh,
I...
yes, yes. Seems to me it'd just be perfect for what you want. It gives a perfectly beautiful, durable finish with a deep, rich tone.
Well, the only thing is, Jerry does track mud in. That just can't be helped. And I won't be fussing at him all the time.
Well, just read what it says here. It says, don't compare this with ordinary varnish, with ordinary color varnishes or varnish stains. Much superior, actually, entirely different. Contains about 4% bakelite and 27% tungol.
Oh,
well, here we are.
See,
here it says, is easier to apply and more resistant to hard wear, strong soap, and hot water.
Oh, that
now, that's just
do.
What you're looking
uh-huh.
for. See, it will pass all tests described on opposite page. Then up here is your guarantee.
All right, then. That's what I'll get.
Mm-hmm.
Color varnish. Mm-hmm. Now, let me mark that.
I have a pencil here. I'll just mark it for you. Now, I imagine a quart will be about all you'll need. Let's see. Now, this floor is...
Oh, about 12 by 15, wouldn't you think, Miss Ward?
I think so.
Thank goodness they put most of this house into the living room.
Looks about that. Let's see. 12 fives are 60, 12 ones are 12. 180 square feet. Now, one quart of this varnish covers from 150 to 175.
Oh, there's a stairway. Uh-huh. I want that to match. And this furniture needs some retouching.
Well, say 2 quarts.
All right.
You simply couldn't possibly use more than that. 89 cents a quart, that makes $1.78.
Great Scott, it's nothing.
Well, then you'll want a couple of brushes.
Yes.
Now, those are right back here on page 543. You know, we're mighty proud of our brushes. You can read all about their superior quality up here. You see, you can get a 3-inch brush for only 55 cents.
Really?
That'll probably be as large as you'll want to use with your strength, even for the floor. And then you want a small one if you're going to retouch the furniture and do those banisters. Now, Hilda, remember to keep your brushes clean. Don't let the varnish dry on them, and they'll last you a long, long time.
Oh, I know that. We learn to keep our tools in good shape there in the decorating studio.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. I imagine.
Oh, and now let me show you the rag rugs I'm going to get. Oh,
yes.
I'm crazy about rag rugs anyway. I only wish I had a loom and could make them myself. That would be perfect. Someday I'm going to have a rug loom. You see if I don't.
Yes.
Now, let's see here. Yes, I knew the rag rugs were here someplace. Page 292. Look, only 69 cents for the 3-foot fringe. Chintz plaid one. Can you believe it?
Yes. You're going to get the block pattern,
oh,
are you?
Surely. Won't they be wonderful in here with the ferns and things at the windows and the hills outside and that lake?
But you won't be here long after the water fills the lake, will you, Hilda?
Oh, I don't care. I'll have fun imagining it. And I'll turn it over for some other woman to enjoy anyway. You know, I'd love to have the big 6x9 one, but I must think about taking them out and shaking them. I think I can manage a couple of 3x6 ones, though. Mm-hmm. Jerry will help me anyway. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get smaller ones to fill in around. I think I want the very color that's pictured there on the walnut floor, mm-hmm. You see. And then I think I'll get one with blue plaid to put over the couch over there.
Yes, I'd like that. And say, one of these braided rugs would be nice for the foot of your stair there, and then up on the landing they stay put so well.
Why, that's an idea, sure. Oh, say, Miss Ward, isn't it ridiculous to be able to buy one of those Noomda genuine Indian rugs for such a price as that? Mm. Look, a 4x6 for $4.59. That seems ridiculous to me.
Yes.
I've got one at my mother's. She paid something like $17 for it.
Yes, I know. I have one in my apartment. I carry it with me wherever I go. I expect I bought mine about the time your mother did hers.
Yes.
I paid something like that for mine, I know.
Well, I've just got a notion to get a couple for our bedroom. They're the loveliest things. Do you shake yours?
No. No, I clean it with a vacuum sweeper, Hilda.
Oh, but I think that would tear off the fringe. It's only goat hair, you know.
Yes, I know, but I found if you're careful and not get the fringe caught in the sweeper, you can do better with a sweeper than by shaking.
Oh, I see.
Shaking breaks the fringe off, too. Just run your sweeper up to the fringe and then stop. And then when you're through, lift your rug up and give it a little shake, you know, the fringe. Mine's still lovely after about 12 years.
Well, that's just what I'm going... Oh, there comes Clifford running around the house. I'll go let him in.
Come on in, Clifford.
Thank you, Mrs. Waite. Miss Ward, look. Yes.
Well, what is it? Oh, a round rock. Uh-huh. Isn't it smooth and yellow?
Oh, it looks like a rock, but I'll bet you it isn't. I'll bet you it's got dirt inside. Want to bet?
Well, I shouldn't bet with you, but something tells me that you know you've got what's called a cinch. Where'd you get it?
In a pile of gravel. There's lots of them out there. Here, let me show you. This other's a sure enough rock. I'll hit it. Now, watch.
Oh, look out now, son. You're liable to... Oh, dear.
Oh, gee. I didn't think about it going on the floor like that, Mrs. Waite. Oh, gee, I'll clean it up.
No, never you mind, Clifford. I'm married to a civil engineer, you know. A little dirt, more or less, on my floor doesn't make any difference.
Oh, but I shouldn't have done that. Now, where's the broom? Please, I know how to sweep.
Now, never mind. You certainly proved it had dirt inside, didn't you?
Yes, but...
Now, you run along now and have a good time. Won't take me but a second with the broom and the dustpan.
Well, gosh, I always thought women got sore when you spill things on anything.
Not always, Clifford. I think if I had a boy like you around, I wouldn't mind cleaning up after him one bit. I think maybe I'd enjoy it.
Gee.
Well, how about it now, son? Are you about ready to go?
Oh, not for a little while.
Oh.
Mr. Waite said that he'd ask one of the men to let me go up inside one of those houses where they run the steam shovels. Boy, did you see those, Miss Ward?
Oh, yes. I've been watching them for many years.
Don't they make you think of something taking a bite more than it can swallow? And they have to spit it back out, and their big mouths go, oh, like this.
Well, run along. But I'll be calling you pretty soon now, and you must be ready to come when
well,
I call.
I'll tell Jerry, so he'll hurry up.
All right. My, what an experience this is to that boy.
Oh, yes, and just look at him go as fast as his legs can carry him.
Yes, they'd never know him back there at the plant for the same wise, cracking, too wise boy that he shows himself there.
Well, Cliff is indeed seeing another side of life. A side of life that is friendly and understanding. Maybe that will soften his hard little shell, too. I'll bet that is what Mary is counting on. Well, again it is time to take our leave. But be sure to join Mary, the neighborly representative of Montgomery Ward, again tomorrow at this same time for another friendly little visit. We're counting on you.